This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Jury selection in the trial for the woman accused of killing a rising cycling star in 2023 began today. Officials say Yeva Somelianska struck Magnus White with her car as he finished a training ride near his home outside of Boulder, killing the 17-year-old. Somelianska is charged with one felony count of vehicular homicide by reckless driving. If convicted, she faces as many as 6 years in prison. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Federal Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. is circumventing congressional authority and putting culture wars over science. The Denver Democrat was responding to a Trump administration announcement last week of a major restructuring of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says it'll cut 20,000 full-time jobs, including right here in Colorado.
We will lose research money. We'll lose continuity. We will lose jobs of people who are.
But the important thing also is that this can be completely without symptoms, you know.
DeGette leads the Democrats on the health subcommittee. They've called for a meeting with Kennedy. She has not yet responded to that request. Meanwhile, doctors want Coloradans to be vigilant about colon cancer. In 2023, 20% of diagnoses were in patients under age 55, according to the American Cancer Society. People born between 1981 and 1995 now face twice the risk of developing this deadly disease. Dr. Jesus Hermosillo is an oncology physician with Kaiser Permanente.
But the important thing also is that this can be completely without symptoms, you know, and the only way to really reduce the risk is to get a colonoscopy before you get symptoms.
This is CPR News at 7:06.